Thank you very much. It was a big honour. So, yeah, it was very much well received.
It's been a brilliant couple of weeks, I imagine. 3 weeks out now from All-Ireland success. Tell us, how's it been for you?
It's been great. It's funny, I suppose, living in Dublin, because you have to move away after 3 days back up to Dublin. So you're somewhat removed from the rest of celebrations. But also, club has kicked back in, so we're already at the 10 Club Championship since the All-Ireland. So no rest for the wicked. It brings your feet firmly back down to earth.
Absolutely, I can imagine. So before we talk about the club and everything, talk to me a little bit about that All-Ireland success. And, you know, it was a fantastic comeback in the second half. The game seemed to have it all, and you finally grasped it. The full-time whistle, how did you feel?
I was probably in somewhat disbelief, because we treated it like it was our game. It wasn't like the be-all and end-all. It was all about, you know, making sure preparation was right up to it, and making sure that our game plan was right, and that we carried the plan out, which we didn't in the first half, and that was a disappointing thing. I think when the final whistle went, I suppose what was satisfying was we didn't panic, and we just went through our game process and our gameplay, and to win like that was probably one of the best things about it. And when the final whistle went, you know, I wouldn't be the most emotional person, but I've never been that emotional after winning a game.
It was one that really meant an awful lot to you.
Absolutely. Well, I suppose, you know, look, I've had to travel quite a bit living in Dublin, and you wonder sometimes when the drive back up on a Tuesday night, why the hell am I doing it? Mm. You know, especially I'm a little bit older as well, you know, so you all of a sudden a lot more questions in your head, and a lot of more what ifs, and why are you doing this? And of course, I had the family connection as well, so that added more pressure onto it as well. And, you know, when you get to a certain age, you don't know how many more opportunities you will get at this. And it's been 5 years since we won our last All-Ireland, which in the grand scheme of things isn't a long time.
But it is for Cork.
It is for Cork, and it is for Cork Camogie. And I can barely remember the last one. It felt so long. And we've had so many heartaches at semi-final stages. You just go, maybe we're just going through that stage where we're not going to win something for quite some time. And for that final whistle to go, I think a lot of us got hit with emotions that we didn't expect, very much so. And it was just like a complete and utter release of a lot of questions. And thankfully, we'd answered them all.
You bring up an interesting point there, you know, the travelling you do for training, obviously living and working in Dublin, coming down for training. Aoife, is that one of the most difficult parts of it, you know, when things aren't going well and you have that time that you have to spend in the car, maybe thinking about Camogie on the way back up to Dublin?
Yeah, like now I've been very lucky that JLO have been a huge support to me. So like, you know, on a Tuesday I'd leave. If I'm not in the car by 3:30, I'm not going to make training. And, you know, you're in such a stress and such a panic, and you know, you obviously have work pressures as well, and have to get out of that stage. You do question it, especially on the drive back up. You know, I wouldn't get back up to Dublin until about 12 o'clock at night, and it's a long, boring road where you can ask yourself a lot of questions, and you have so much time to think about it. You can fall very easily into the negative side of things, and you go, maybe I shouldn't be believing in this, you know, in this process. And maybe I should just call it a day and concentrate and work. But there's a reason why you go back down home again the following weekend. It's because you love it and you want to, and you know that you have the talent and the ability within the team and the management team to go and win it. So when you've all those questions to ask yourself, winning that All-Ireland was just so special.
Yeah, and I suppose you had the experience of winning in the past. This was your 6th All-Ireland senior medal, and that probably kept you going too. Like, this year was very good, obviously. You would have made the journey back to Dublin and the long journey, having had success throughout the championship. So, you know, you have those tough days where maybe for the last 4 years it was harder, but, well, I don't know how long you're travelling to Dublin, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I suppose every year you don't taste success. And it's funny when Cork says we haven't tasted success. Over the past 3 years of Paddy being manager, we've won the National League twice. We've won the Munster title twice. But yes, that felt like it was nothing compared to winning the All-Ireland. Mm. And it almost felt like they were saying, yeah, you can achieve, so why aren't you achieving?
Yeah,
you can beat the best. Why aren't you? Why aren't you winning? They're the kind of questions that you do pose. And sometimes actually having won in the past can be more frustrating when you're going through periods of a lull, because you've tasted it, you know what it's like, you know what it takes, so, and you know the feeling afterwards. So it almost can, it can play on you maybe sometimes in a more negatively way, and you can kind of feel not like a failure, but, you know, in some ways that you're not as good as you were.
That dynamic that you mentioned with Paddy Murray, obviously, for people who mightn't know, I don't know who wouldn't at this stage, but Paddy's your brother. How does that influence your whole involvement with Cork Camogie and having Paddy there for the last number of years? Does it make it harder? Does it make it easier?
I definitely say it makes it easier, but if I'm being honest about it, it certainly made it harder. I didn't think it was going to, quite naively. I thought Paddy had trained me with my club, with Cladove, and we had lots of success with Paddy. So, you know, the confidence that I had him in as a manager, that was second to none, and that was never going to be questioned on my part.
Mm.
But, you know, I thought that was fine. It was going to be all fine. But it took me 6 months to realise that I was actually putting more pressure on myself because of Paddy being manager. And it wasn't until we got Carolyn Curd, sports psychologist, involved in the Cork setup that I actually realised what I was saying to myself at training and why I wasn't still doing as good as I could. You all of a sudden had this extra person that you didn't want to leave down. Like, I never wanted to leave down my family, but to have someone directly involved, it took me some time to realise that, yeah, I was actually putting a lot more pressure on myself. And I started asking, why would I be doing such a thing when I know that he's the man that he is? But thankfully, I got used to it. And I hadn't any issue with Paddy being the manager. I was quite used to it. The biggest thing for me was, how are the girls going to see me?
Yeah.
And how are they going to react? So that was probably one of the hardest things I had to kind of deal with and, I suppose, work through. But thankfully, it was all for a great reason.
Yeah, I know it happens quite a bit in Gaelic games at club level, more so obviously that you'd have family members involved. I remember when I was very young, my own sister and my dad, the dynamic there as he was manager, it didn't go down very well at all. I imagine there's sometimes frustrations and they can be taken out, or was there no room for that at intercounty level?
No, I was probably always the first person to be given out to, especially at a meeting. If there was talk going on, it was always shut up, Aoife, when everybody else was talking. I think the girls used to get a good kick out of that. But it takes a bit of time as well to figure each other out of how we're going to handle this and how we're going to deal with it. You know, it kills me to say, but we are very alike. Some people say we're very stubborn, but I don't agree with those. We had a good few arguments. I won't lie about that. We don't agree on everything. We don't have the same opinions on everything. But the good thing is, you can always hash it out with them. And thankfully, we don't live under the same roof. So we had, about 250 kilometres separating us, which is probably a good thing.
Good stuff. That's brilliant. Aoife, can I talk to you a little bit about the game of Camogie itself and maybe even the goalkeeping position, a long-standing goalkeeper there in Camogie? How do you find the game has developed and maybe in your own position?
I think when I first think Camogie as a whole has improved so much since I started. Like, I came onto the scene in 2002, and, you know, I thought the level of training was phenomenal at that stage. Now, I know I was only 18 years of age, and, you know, I thought the players that we were playing against were phenomenal. And now, you know, 13 years later, we don't just have one team or two teams to beat in the championship to get to the All-Ireland and to win it. You know, you now have to consider Clare, you have to consider Offaly, you have to consider Wexford, Kilkenny, Galway. So, you know, before you could have mapped out your championship going, okay, well, right, that game, that's fine. So the very worst case scenario, we should be at semi-final stages and this is who we'll probably play. We just don't have that luxury now, and it's fantastic for the game. It really, really is. And you need more teams to come up when you compare it to ladies football, who have so many more teams at senior A level. And there's not much of a gap, I don't think, as there was between intermediate or senior B and senior A.
Yeah.
Which, again, is what you need, because we trained, there was dual training with the senior Bs and the senior As this year. And that was great, not only for the senior Bs to be pushed by the senior As, but vice versa. And the speed of the game has improved. The fitness levels have improved. You know, if I compare this bunch to the bunch in 2002, you know, fitness-wise, and even I thought we were, like, completely fit in 2002. You know, the game has moved on so much, but what hasn't moved on is the rules.
Okay.
Around the game. You know, I still think this idea of it being non-contact is just, it's non-manageable. You can't have girls being trained so much to such a higher level, you know, between strength and conditioning in the gym and to speed and agility on the pitch. When you're matching those two to the levels that we're doing today, and this is not just Cork, like this is all the other teams as well, and for it to be non-contact, I do hope that the Camogie Association will look at the rules and regs around it and go, okay, how can we make this more entertaining, not only for the people who are playing the game, but for the spectators, and maybe, you know, grow the gate receipts and get people into the grounds to watch them. You know, most people who go and watch Camogie will say there's probably more hurling in Camogie because, look, we don't hit the ball as long as the guys do. So you're actually seeing more hurling in a Camogie match.
Yes.
But as long as they look at the refereeing and how do we make this more entertaining for all involved, including the referee, because I'm sure the ref doesn't want to be blowing the whistle every 5 seconds as well. And they take enough abuse as it is. So I really hope that that's one of the aspects of the game that's improved upon.
Good stuff. I have your Roll of Honour here in front of me, Aoife, and, you know, underage success, under-18s, junior Munster and All-Ireland senior medals now. You have 6 of them, Munster medals, National League medals. As you get older, is there any fear or is there any talk or consideration now of hanging up the intercounty boots?
I must be getting older because that question has been asked quite a lot over the past three
but
weeks.
But you know what? I respectfully ask it with your contribution, not your age even, because I think age at this stage is irrelevant.
I know. And look, at Camogie, women do retire a little bit earlier because we start a little bit earlier as well. You know, you would always have had minors playing on senior level, which I know the Camogie is looking at and trying to maybe get us at the senior level a little bit later, so we'll stay on a little bit later. Mm. But for me, I haven't thought about it, haven't come to a decision. I just want to enjoy
this year. Yeah,
yeah, I really, really do. I want to enjoy the celebrations, and I want to enjoy club and hopefully being successful in club this year. And also, to be honest, I just want to enjoy winter.
Of course.
and from that, you know, I never take it for granted that I'll be asked back next year or the year after or the year after that. I suppose it's something you always have to see. Who takes charge and if you're part of the plans or not. And, you know, I suppose on that you make your decision, but I think you always have to see if you're wanted back in the first instance.
And as you say, who'll take charge? Paddy and his future in the role, I'm not going to say in doubt, but it's being considered at the moment. And I know you'd be very close to Paddy, obviously, so you're not going to give Anthony away, but do you think the girls largely would like to see him stay on?
I don't know. Look, he's had 3 years there and, you know, he's probably one of the most successful managers that Camogie has, so, you know, I would be saying to Paddy that make sure he looks at the big picture, and if he wants to come back, I think he'd be more than welcome back. And I think that he has brought so much to Camogie and he deserves so much credit, but it's totally a decision he has to make. He's got a wife and 2 kids as well to consider. But I actually haven't spoken, and I haven't spoken on purpose for questions like this, so that I don't have to fob people off. I genuinely, I just, if it comes up in conversation in our house, I walk out the other door. So I don't have to lie to people. But I think the entire management team this year, Lisa, to be fair, and I said this at the awards in the Metropole, was, look, one of the best things Paul did was put together the management team. And I think that's what a manager does. He sets back and he sets out his stall with those around him. And this year, the team he put together was phenomenal, Lisa. You could not fault it. From, you know, you had guys who would be, you know, very nice. You had guys who would give out to you, bring you down a peg or two, or encourage you when you needed it. You know, from Teddy, from the goalie training, to Mike, to Damien, and of course, you can't forget our stats man, Niall Collins as well. Made sure that there was no hiding place whatsoever for us. He had an answer for us always. So that was one of the best things I think Paddy did, and they deserve a huge amount of credit.
Great stuff. You also mentioned there now, obviously looking forward to a winter and celebrating the All-Ireland success. But before you can winter, you have to consider the club championship, and you're into a county quarter-final this Sunday against St. Catharines.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's I think it's great to go back to your club. And I suppose living away, I can't give as much commitment to training to club, which is probably one of the biggest regrets I have with living away. Because, you know, like you go into the dressing room, you have Joanna Callaghan, who I played with since I was 11 years of age, and Bridget Corkery, who I'd known since she was smaller than she is now, and not as famous as she is now either. But it's so good to go back into that dressing room, and I would absolutely love to end this year in a high with those girls. But yeah, it brings you, we had turned back into Saturday. It was a Saturday after the All-Ireland, so didn't have much time to get a big head. You had to get your feet firmly back on the ground and give as much as you can to the club, and it'll certainly be like that this Sunday.
Great stuff. Well, Aoife, I have to say it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. The latest winner of the North City and District Sports Award. Congratulations on that. Of course, your All-Ireland success, and best of luck with the rest of the club championship.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Very good to talk to you.